to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5. WDBO is all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bertz, live here in the studio alongside Denise Kovacs. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Great.
A little bit on the warm side.
It is a little warm, yes.
You know, so I feel a little chill, not a chill, but a little temperature change in the morning. When I get up, get the paper about 5:30.
Right.
I sense it when I walk out the door.
Oh, so you think it's coming?
Yeah.
The temperature change
well,
is coming.
You're not up that early, but I can tell you. It's just...
Well, I'm up at 6, so it's already 100 degrees by that time.
The look on Denise's face was just fantastic. Just a shocked, confused look of, what?
Like, how do I respond to that?
Oh, man. And, you know, you can now see all the looks Denise gives Joe, because we're on Facebook Live.
We are on Facebook Live.
So just go to Facebook.com/Certified Financial Group and click on the live link, and you'll be able to watch us answer what questions, Joe.
You can peer right inside the studio this morning and watch Denise and I in action as we answer your questions as they may relate to personal problems or issues or concerns that you may have regarding your personal finances. Questions that you might have about my 401k or your 401k, about your IRA, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that more. Denise and I are here to take your calls. And as I say, on Monday through Friday at Certified Financial Group, Denise and I and the 10 other Certified Financial Planning pros do this for a fee. We do financial planning for a fee, but on Saturday morning, Denise and I do it absolutely free. So if you have any questions about those kinds of issues or anything else I may not have mentioned, the good news for you, the line is absolutely wide open, and you don't even need to use your real name. Just pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. And also, send us a text question at 21232. That is 21232. We just asked you to keep it to about 160 characters because that's all we can see on our screen. If it's going to be a little bit longer than that, that's what the phone line's for. Again, 844-220-0965. And I also have the video from Facebook pulled up, so if you want to drop a comment in there, we can do that as well. Today's topic, Denise Kovacs, what it takes to become a millionaire.
Tell us.
You marry one.
There you go.
Oh, there it is, folks. That's it. All right, yeah.
End of subject.
Boy, I tell you what, you know, why didn't I think of that? Oh.
No, actually, it takes time, it takes a plan, and it takes consistency. Reaching your retirement age with $1 million requires strong discipline and a lot of effort, but you need to recognize the importance of starting early and putting money away regularly. So, whether you're 25 years old, 35, 45, you've got to start somewhere. So let's say that you're 25 years old, and in 42 years you'll be 67. Well, today that's full retirement age in order to get good Social Security
42 years,
benefits,
yep,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a long time. So long, in fact, that it's easy to put off saving for the future, right? I have bills. I have college debt.
I got stuff I want to do.
And I got stuff I want to buy.
Right.
All right? This is all going through their heads.
And you think you'll never get to 67. That's so far out in the distance, you know. That's older than my parents. I'm never going to be there.
And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're
68. And you're there. Yes, exactly.
However, savings, you know, who has money for that? According to a recent poll, it was actually a Harris poll survey, one out of every three Americans between the ages of 18 and 33 have no personal savings, and only 53% of this age group has zero in the way of retirement savings. That's pretty sorry.
It is sorry.
So I think they're missing out big time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 25 years old and you begin investing for retirement to achieve that $100 million based on a 6% rate of return, annual compound, you would have to invest about $438 a month.
Okay, a little over 100 bucks a week.
That's it. Now, what's going to happen if you wait until age 35?
Got to wait a lot longer. Or got to put in a lot more, I should say.
How much more? Almost double.
Whoa!
$859.
So if I wait 10 years to get started, I could have saved twice as much.
Well, what happens when you wait until you're 45?
I don't want to know. Go ahead, tell us.
$1,822.
Yo!
Yo! Mm. That's a lot of money. There's a huge difference in that. So, you know, there's really not a magic formula for retirement savings, and, you know, life has a way of getting in the way.
Sure does.
It really does. There's medical emergencies, there's layoffs, and so forth. You know, that will force you to adjust your savings plan. But With commitment and discipline, your odds of reaching your goal are higher than you may think.
Discipline is the difference.
So the moral of this story is that anyone can save $1 million, but waiting to get started is going to cost you money.
That's the key.
And $1 million is not going to be worth $1 million in 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
But
right?
It's better than zero.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
It's better than $100,000.
You know, yep. Maybe adjust your savings by 3% upwards every year. Adjusted for inflation.
We'll talk about some of the best ways to do that in just a minute. We've got a call here. Kyle.
All right. If you want to get to our phone callers here, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And Abe has kicked us off this morning. Abe, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Abe.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. What's up?
It was a pleasure listening to you every Saturday morning.
That's very kind of you to say. You know, Abe, you can watch us as well. Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes, sir, but I got to work.
Oh, well, okay. For all of our other listeners that don't have to work, you can go to your Facebook page and put in the search bar, Certified Financial Group, and click on, what do you click on, Kyle? What do you click on when you pull up
the
Facebook
video
page?
Should be put up live.
Oh,
Certified Financial Group, the Facebook video should be right there at the top.
There it is. All right.
Click on it.
So,
please.
Abe, how can we help
you? I'm 60-year-old.
60,
huh? I have a job, but I don't have any 401 plans or anything like that.
Okay.
I had like 90,000. I have my house that I live in, and I had a rental. So I paid off for the rental, and I have like 30,000 left. How can I utilize that for like the future retirement?
Well, Abe, you've got a little bit of a challenge here. You're getting started a little bit late. That's the bad news. The good news is, though, sounds like you have positive cash flow. You're not living on everything you're earning, are you? You'll be able to save?
No.
Okay.
I am able to save at least 10%.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Are you married?
Divorced.
Okay. So it's just you. All right. So yeah, the first thing you want to look at is how do we save for retirement and what's the most tax-efficient way to do that? And in your situation, because you don't have an IRA at work, a 401k at work, is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Denise, what do you think we do here?
Well, I just want to make sure I understand, Abe. You say you have $90,000 in a money market?
No, I had 90. I used most of it to pay it off a rental property that I had.
Okay. So you have, I think you said 30 left.
Oh, okay. That was my misunderstanding. Oh,
you have 30 left. Okay.
Okay. And you've got your residence. You said it's paid off. And you have
the one that I live in, I still owe. The rental is paid off.
Okay.
Now, is it rented out?
No, it's paid off. Yes. The rental's paid off.
No, but do you have tenants in that? Are you earning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm earning, yes.
All right.
We'll get on the same page here sooner or later.
It's early, Joe. Wait, no, wait. You've been up since 5:30. You should be awake by now.
It's a little cool this morning.
All righty, Abe. Forgive us. So the rental property bringing in an income, is it paying for all the expenses and you're making some money there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you've got the $30,000. And you have the ability to save 10%, and you're divorced. Okay. So you don't have access to a 401k, but you can contribute to an IRA, a traditional IRA, and benefit from the tax deduction of that.
Okay.
Up to 60. How old are you? You said you're 60.
60. Mm-hmm.
So you can invest $6,500 this year, perhaps more next. We'll find out what that is going to be next year. But that's a way to start saving for your retirement.
At 60, how much do I need to think I should contribute for that?
Well, you can only put in $6,500, and so if you have excess money, what you need to do, how many more years do you plan on working, Abe?
Until the wheel fell off.
Okay, I understand. You're that's typical of a lot of people in your situation. Okay. So what you want to do is save as much as you can, as fast as you can, in the most tax-efficient way that you can. The way you start with that is to put money into the IRA because you get a tax deduction right up front, and the money will grow for you without being taxed. And then you can, as Denise said, the max you can put in there is $6,500. Then the next thing you want to do is you want to set yourself up another mutual fund on the side and dollar cost average into that. Have the money come out of your checking account on a regular basis, just like it would on a 401k, and save that money in a mutual fund. And what you want to have something, I would say, in your particular age, a balanced fund, right, Denise? At his particular age, don't want to be too speculative.
Absolutely. Yeah, moderate allocation. So what that means on a level of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most aggressive, perhaps speculative, and 1 being a bank CD, A would suggest something around the level of 3, or even maybe a target date fund if you plan on working until the wheels fall off, you know, maybe 20 years from now. So,
well, I'm not sure about 20 years from now.
Oh, come on. The wheels are going to start falling off about that time.
All right.
I think my wheels are going to fall off before that.
All right.
Well, I just ran some numbers for you.
Okay.
Based on a 6% rate of return, if you were just to invest $6,500 per year for the next 20 years, I'm just using 20. It's an even number, Joe, okay?
Okay.
You're looking at about $239,000.
And so if you could do twice that, you're looking at about $500,000.
Oh, I'll be rich.
So here, well, depending on your lifestyle, depending on your health in that time frame, the key is, as Denise said in her opening remarks, Abe, is that what it takes to accumulate money is discipline and time. And you're starting late, but you're going to continue to work. So we're projecting in here, you know, a good number of years. But you're a prime example of what you can do if you let time work for you. So that's what we would recommend for you. You want to get growth on your dollars. You can't and should not put it in a savings account, a CD, a money market account, because it'll never get you there. What you want to have, though, you want to have some emergency money. Okay, say the roof leaks, need to wear conditioner, and you want to have money available to you. So maybe you have $5,000 or $10,000 set aside. The remainder of that money ought to be invested long term and get that money working for you. But there is hope, Abe.
And let me ask you this, Abe. You said you're divorced. How long were you married?
12 years.
12 years, okay. There may be some Social Security strategies that might apply for you with regard to spousal or ex-spousal benefit.
You want to give a little tease what that might mean?
Well, what that means is you may be able to file on your ex-wife's record, okay, and get a spousal benefit and let your benefit continue to grow. But that's a topic for another day.
So, Abe, that may be a way to also increase your income. It doesn't impact your ex-wife's benefit if she's getting Social Security, but it may be a way for you to tap into Social Security early, let your Social Security continue to grow until you're 70, and it increases by 8% per year for every year after your full retirement age. So you can max out your benefit there, and that may be something else you can add to the kitty to add to that mutual fund that I want you to set up on an automatic bank draft through your checking account.
May not be able to do that because of... you got to take the higher of a spousal.
Well, we have to do some calculations.
Right? Yep.
We said there may be an opportunity. Maybe an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Abe, give Denise a call on Monday morning, and we'll take a deeper look for you on that. What's your number there, Denise?
407-869-9800.
One more time.
407-869-9800.
All right, Abe, thank you so much for the phone call. We really do appreciate you dialing us up this morning. If you would like Abe's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine's up and running as well at 21232. Just keep it to about 160 characters. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
Right after we get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Denise Kovach from the Certified Financial Group, helping you get to that retirement finish line safe and sound. And the number to dial up with your question is 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. The text machine is up and running as well, 21232, in case you just, you know, want to text. You don't have to call in. Text, that works. I'll listen, sit back, no problem. That's what we have that for. Van in Lake Mary has dialed the sub. You're going to be up before we get the latest news, weather, and traffic. Go ahead, Van. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Van.
Good morning.
What's up?
Morning. I had a family member killed in a vehicle crash.
I'm sorry.
It was a $300,000 estate settlement.
Mm-hmm.
The house also was sold, and it's going to be split four ways.
Okay.
Is that money taxable as far as the beneficiaries of the insurance?
No.
For the death benefit and the house being sold in the estate because of her death?
No, it's not.
Well, there's a stepped-up benefit
yeah.
on the house.
Yeah.
You turn around and sell it.
Life insurance policy.
The house has been sold.
Yeah.
It's
right.
been through probate.
Right.
All the monies are set aside.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, do I need to worry about paying tax or have tax paid on the money that was going to be received?
There was no gain on the sale of the property. Or was it?
No, actually, no.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Just,
nope.
just distribute the money and move on down the highway. Yep.
Okay.
There's no income tax to
do.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, Van, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Van's line, it's 844-220-0965. And again, there is no dumb questions here on the radio show, folks. So if you just have something that you just want to clarify that you hear all the time that you're not sure what it means, it's what these guys do day in and day out. They'd love to talk to you. 844-220-0965. Got a couple of text questions here for you, Joe. Let's start with this one here. Can I buy a rental property inside an IRA?
Yes, you can. It's what we call a self-directed IRA. There are custodians that allow you to do that. However, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful how that's structured, that it's an arm's length transaction. You want to be sure that you have enough cash flow in there to meet any obligations, because you can't just dump money in the IRA to make the mortgage payments or pay the property taxes or repair the roof. So it's like a standalone entity. You can do it. One of the downsides to that is, though, you lose some of the benefits of owning real estate, and that's the ability to depreciate the property and take some tax benefits. And these profits on the sale of the property, you lose capital gains treatment. So you can put it in an IRA, but you have to be very, very careful in how you do it.
And you got to make sure that you've got cash in there. So when you're 70 and a half,
yes,
you take your mandatory distribution.
Exactly. Good point, Denise, because when you get to be 70 and a half, you can't sell off the bedroom to meet that required minimum distribution.
And that's a 50% penalty if you don't take
it. Yes. So yes, it can be done, but you have to be very, very careful on how you do it.
Yep.
So we have some information on that. If you want to call our office on Monday, 407-869-9800.
All right, I got another text question in 21232. What do you think about, is that REIT fund?
REIT.
As a REIT, R-E-I-T.
That stands REIT for fund. Real Estate Investment Trust.
There you go. As a buy and hold as part of a diversified portfolio in a slowly increasing interest rate environment. Thanks. Texter writes in 21232.
I think it's not a bad idea. It's all a function of the quality of the REIT. REITs are neither good nor bad. It's a function of who manages it, but I think the strategy of owning real estate in a rising interest rate environment isn't a bad idea, assuming it's good real estate and assuming it's well managed. So, yep.
And assuming that you don't already own a whole lot of real estate.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yes. as well, part of it, diversified. The key here is diversified. Don't load up on any one particular asset class, because when it's good, you're feeling euphoric, and when it's bad, you're ready to slit your wrists.
Yep,
and we have seen that, not literally, but we have seen clients get very, very despondent. Not clients, but folks that come into our office that are bleeding because they made a heavy bet in one sector.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes. So
I personally like real estate.
Yes, I think there's a place for it. In fact, we use it with our clients' portfolios as a diversification strategy.
Yeah.
And particularly in a rising interest rate environment, as we know, when interest rates go up, the value of your bonds will go down and vice versa. But REITs will give you a little bit more stability.
That they will.
And we've got a workshop coming up, right? Gary's got
a
workshop.
We
do. Tell us about that,
Denise. It's coming up in October. Give me a second here to go there. I think it's October 6th.
October the 6th, that's
right. Countdown to retirement. It's going to be at our office from 9 until 11, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So leave your checkbook at home. Purely educational. And Gary will be hosting it. I believe he's going to have something to munch on, perhaps.
Of course. He always does. Oh, does he do the munchies? I want to tell you, if you're hungry, folks, he puts out the spread for his countdowns, but it's a great workshop.
Well, he loves food.
Yeah, he does, but he's you never know by looking at him.
No.
Well, that just filled up.
But Gary is a certified financial planner pro. He's also a CPA, and he's a frustrated school teacher. So what he does is he makes the complicated simple, countdown to retirement, what you need to do now so you're prepared for that retirement date. It's October 6th, as Denise said, in our office in Altamont Springs. All you have to do is go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. Click on workshops. You can make a reservation right there. Absolutely free. We hope to see you there.
All right. Stay tuned. It's time for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Vinny and Glenn, you guys are going to be up next. So right now, it's time to get Dave Wall's opinion on what the latest news, weather, and traffic is right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. Joe Burt and Denise Kovach are here live in the studio taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text line available as well, 21232. Joe and Denise, for anybody that may have joined us during latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Well, Denise and I are here to answer the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and say, Henrietta, what are we going to do? You know, we've been to that workshop. Remember that seminar we went to and bought that annuity? What's that thing all about? And we've got a Social Security we're going to have, and we still want to enjoy these things, and what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
So Denise and I and 10 other CFP professionals at CFG day in and day out, do financial planning for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free to help you out. In fact, we are the only radio station in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. And I'm privileged to have Denise Kovach with me today and 10 other CFPs that drop in here periodically to share the microphone with me. And the good news for you, there are a couple of lines that are wide open. So if you have any questions on your personal finances, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
And those magic numbers are 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Vinny is going to kick us off this half hour.
Vinny!
Vinny's out in Melbourne. Go ahead, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Vinny!
Hey, Vinny.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. And hey, first off, thanks for providing this free service for people who don't have to drive in to visit you, and they can do it from the comfort of their home or their vehicle.
You're welcome. We're glad to be here, Vinny. I wish I had a friend named Vinny. I like that name, Vinny.
Yo, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. You've got to have a friend named Vinny.
Vinny. I like it.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, are you familiar? So I don't have to explain what the I was just retired from the Florida State Retirement System, and I just completed drop after 5 years. And, you know, they give you a few options to do, and I took it's 20% tax, so I took a little bit for myself, and then I had $300,000 that I invested with a bank that I'm not confident in, and they wanted to invest most of it, all of it, into stocks, and I was reluctant. So I put it all in. They have an IRA that is paying me 1.78%, which I think is pretty good for an IRA. So I now have all of it in there, and I have some money for myself, but I just signed a contract on a house on Monday. So now this money, because I'm not 59 and a half, is subjected to a 10% extra hit.
Right.
So what I'm asking is I got to take money out to, I'm going to put about 30% down on this house, which I think somebody had recommended that amount for my payment wise. And, when I have to take, say I want to take $82,000 out, I have to take out a lot more to get to 82,000. That's my key number. And then do I file the taxes? Does the bank send it to the government for taxes? Or I'm kind of stuck in the middle with that.
Vinny, all kinds of red flags went up when you're telling me your scenario here.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, we're here to try to help you out through this. So let's back up here. You had your drop. How much did you have in drop total?
$310,000.
Okay. For our listeners that might not be familiar with drop, DROP is a program that's offered to state employees that allows you at a certain age to get your pension that is due. You continue to work, but you draw your pension and they put it in a DROP program for you, a DROP account. And you get that pension for 5 years, it'll pay into the account. And then when you retire, you then continue to get your pension, but then you have this big lump sum of DROP money that's in this DROP account. And in your case, it was $310,000, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And he withdrew $10,000.
And you withdrew, how much did you take out of that and not roll to an IRA?
I like even numbers.
Sure.
So I took like 50, it was 52 and I netted like 44,000.
Okay, you took 52.
They give you a one time, if you take it out of that account one time, you only get paid the 20%, you don't get subjected to the 10%.
I understand.
So I only got 20% tax on that, and I just put that and I paid off all my debt.
Okay, now let's back up here. It could be more than 20% that you're going to pay on that. They're required to withhold 20%, but that drop money that you took out is going to be added to whatever other income you have to determine your ultimate tax bracket. So your taxes could, in fact, be more than 20%.
Salary for the year.
Pardon me?
That just put me in a different tax bracket.
Exactly,
probably.
Exactly. So that's red flag number one that we have to be prepared of, because you may owe more in taxes than what you think. They may not have withheld enough from that drop payment. So that's red flag.
Brilliant.
Number one. So now how much did you roll into an IRA?
310 minus 54, so I was like 270.
Okay.
I have in there.
Okay.
In an IRA.
Okay. So you've got that in the IRA that's growing for you at close to 2%, and now you want to withdraw from that to put 30% down in a house.
Right.
How much?
My number is 82,000.
82,000 that you have to take out. And right. And you're going to do that this year?
Yeah, I signed a contract.
And you did the rollover, took the money out of the drop this year?
Yeah.
Oh boy,
that's right. Oh. That just literally puts you in another tax bracket.
Yeah. So you're probably looking at probably how much tax on that? Are you married?
No.
That makes it even worse because
no.
Because because you're in the highest, single taxpayers pay the most. I'm looking at my on my tax table here.
Marginal tax bracket is 24,000.
Yeah, you're looking at about 24% on that.
24%.
So here's, it's going to cost you about 33% in taxes. That's very, very expensive money.
Yeah.
As a minimum, you signed the contract. You can push it into next year. And why are you putting 30% down?
That's where they feel like my payment would be sufficient enough for me to sustain.
Oh, got it. Got it. Oh, God.
Some people were saying, just who cares? Put minimum down. PMI is only $100
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
PMI.
Yes. I buy that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another consideration. I mean, I can always get denied for my mortgage.
Well, that's true too. True too, because this is you're really compounded a problem taking all that money out of the drop. And we see this happen, don't we, Denise, with people doing this to buy houses, pay off their houses, and then they forget the tax consequences. And in your case, not only do you have that, 24%, then you got an extra 10% on top of that.
Versus a 4 to 5% mortgage.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, and that's another red flag. But, let me tell you, another red flag is you're not even 59 and a half and you're in a savings account earning 1.78%. That's not going to give you any of the long-term growth that you need over, right. the next several years. So you might want to visit with somebody to give you a better idea about a balanced type of portfolio of bonds and stocks to help you grow that money. And you did ask about how are you going to be notified about the taxable situation. You're going to get 1099-Rs, from the bank. So the 1099-R will let you know what the distribution is, and you'll give it to your accountant, and they will put that income on your
So when I need $82,000 and I go to the bank, will they give me $82,000, or I have to apply for more?
They will give you $82,000. They don't have to withhold anything on that money.
Okay.
You want $82,000, they're going to give you $82,000, and then you're going to get a 1099 in January for $82,000, and that's going to be taxable income to you that you'll have to pay 24% tax on.
And that's when you want to do that to break up this obligation.
Right, yeah.
Because you would have to gross up. What I mean by gross up is if you need net $82,000, if you want to, pay 20% taxes, you're going to be taking out more than $82,000. Take the net of $82,000 and worry about the rest of it and withdraw that next year to try to reduce your taxable situation.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought not having money was stressful. I think having money also is stressful.
Well, it's doing the right thing with it, Vinny. I wish you'd have called us before you made that withdrawal, and we might have saved you some of this heartache. But
Take the withdrawal yet. I didn't take the lump, the $82,000 yet.
Yeah.
The house is still in contract. And it won't be finished until December.
Okay.
Maybe January. So I could.
All right.
Tell me if I have.
Okay.
That would break that obligation up even more.
It's a new construction, so
I understand.
I have a little time to wiggle something.
Yeah.
You're in the position where we hope it gets behind.
Yeah. Now I presume, Vinny, that you're still a young guy. I presume you've got other income lined up.
I'm 53. I actually retired July 5th, and I turned 53 July 3rd.
Yep.
And I was in the worked with the government, so I have something. But with the draw, if I want to do another government job, I can't. I have to wait a year.
Right. Okay. Well, Vinny,
it's not so great retiring young, and it's not so great retiring from the government if you intend on staying to do something with the government.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I want to caution you. I understand you just come through 30 years of service here and you're ready to get out. You're breathing a sigh of relief and, things are looking kind of rosy because you have this $300,000. But really, you've got a long life in front of you. I've got 40 years to worry about you in retirement, and you're still too young not to have a job, and you're saving some extra money on top of that. So, Vinny, I would suggest that you meet with a certified financial planner professional, have him or her crunch some numbers for you and try to work you through this potential problem that you have.
All right. I appreciate you raising red flags because I kind of figured something was coming. Wasn't that easy.
All right, Vinny, good luck to you. Thanks for the call.
Vinny, thanks so much. If you want Vinny's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
All right. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have an elderly father who's 92 years old. He was in a VA hospital. He's been transferred now to another hospital. He's incoherent. I have power of attorney over any decisions that need to be made on his life. But I don't have power of attorney of his accounts because I'm paying all his bills. I also closed on the house that he lives in. And I just want to know, what do I have to do to, in case I have to put him in a nursing home, to get on his account so the nursing home doesn't drain his account?
What you need to do is see an elder care attorney on Monday morning.
Okay.
This is not do-it-yourself time. The good news for you is that he is a veteran and he's perhaps has some benefits that you're not even taking advantage of, and benefits that might accrue to you as a caretaker that you can get as well. So here's what I would do. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, click on services, click on estate planning, and under that you'll find a reference to our law firm that we refer our clients to, Murphy and Berglund. They're very well versed in the decisions that you have to make, and they can guide you through this.
Do you have their number on that?
I do not, but just go to our website, financialgroup.com, click on services, and it'll pop up for you right there.
Financialgroup.com, click on services.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Good luck with that.
All righty, Glenn. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can squeeze Diane in before the three big things we need to know. Go ahead, Diane. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Diane.
Hi, hey. Diane.
What's
Hi,
up?
Good morning. I was just wondering if you could tell me the differences and advantages of having a on a bank account, having a POD compared to a beneficiary or a will.
Well, beneficiary is a POD. A payable on death is what POD represents.
Okay.
So those are not probatable, all right? The monies go directly down. Wills are probatable, so I would not leave that to the will at all.
Okay, excellent.
You want to have your bank account, your investment accounts as POD or TOD if you're not using a trust. And as Denise said, avoid having it pass through your will, because then it's definitely going to go through probate.
Which is costly.
Right, can be.
Okay.
Can that help you, Diane?
That's what I need.
All right, thanks for the call.
Just like that. Appreciate the call, Diane. If you want Diane's line, it's 844-220-0965. We've got a lot of text questions. We'll get to those right after we get the three big things we need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are 5 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, so we're going to get your text questions in here at 21232. Before we do that, we were doing some calculations during the commercial break about our friend Vinny out in Melbourne. And, Joe, I think you've got some advice.
Well, Denise is crunching the numbers here. Vinny, if you're paying attention, for all of our listeners that might be thinking about taking money out of their 401k or drop plan or 403b to buy a house and you take a lump sum, is going to put you in another tax bracket. Vinny wanted to take $82,000 out to put as a down payment on his house. That's quite a house he's buying.
$82,000 would be 30%, yeah.
That's all right. Anyway, and by the time he's done with taxes and penalties, at $82,000, he's got to withdraw how much, Denise?
I came up with approximately $118,000.
$118,000. So to get $82,000, it's going to cost you $118,000. To do it. So it's very, very expensive money when you do it that way.
And that's not even counting the 52 he's already taken.
Yes, in addition, yes. So that's why you want to be very careful. You see that money sitting in your 401k, your IRA. How many times do you see people cashing out those things without any thought to tax consequences? And, boy, you could really set yourself back a real quick way in planning for your retirement.
The odds of you getting that money back in real estate is
to put it another way, would you overpay your house another $30,000 to $40,000?
Right.
Basically, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're
but it's going to the IRS.
Exactly.
Right. But he made an interesting comment. Says, you know, it's stressful not to have money, but it's stressful to have money. He said, having money is work. You got to work at it a little bit. A little bit of organization, and the more money you have, the more work involves.
As I oftentimes say in my opening remarks, they don't teach us this stuff in school. And that's our way of a retirement crisis in this country. We try some of this, try some of that, and it oftentimes doesn't work, and then you wake up, how do we fix this? So we're glad you're tuning in this morning, folks, as we are here to help you fix it. And if you have a problem or something that we see, our job is to at least make you aware of it. And if you have those kinds of issues, give us a call because we'll be glad to help you as best we can.
Let's get some of these text questions because this texter is going to start their grandkids off on the right foot. What is the best way to invest money for grandchildren ages 13, 11, 10, and 9?
Well, that depends, doesn't it?
Go ahead, yes.
It depends on, is it going to be used for education?
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be a college 529 plan, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be used for a wedding or something different than education? So maybe a uniform transfer to minor account in the state of Florida, which is simply a custodial account for the benefit of the children.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Joe?
Well, I like, if you're thinking about college for these kids, I would definitely look at the Florida prepay plan. I think it's a great program. The prices of costs have come down the last couple of years. In fact, the window opens next month to do that, and you can buy room and board or just tuition or the whole nine yards, and you can fund it on a monthly basis in a lump sum. But it guarantees your children that they will cover the education. It doesn't guarantee they're going to get into college,
mm-hmm.
but it guarantees that the costs will be covered for whatever you buy, and it's a guaranteed kind of deal. Now, as Denise said, depending on whether it's for a wedding or for retirement, there's all other kinds of options. So if you have a long-term horizon, you definitely want to use a growth mutual fund, set that up, as Denise said, under a uniform transfer to minors account. Or they can put it in a retirement account, in a Roth, if they have earned income from babysitting or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You can have the money grow for you on a tax. They don't have any taxes to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad thing to do there.
Text in 21232. I am 28-year-old married father of two with life insurance, salary around $87K. What's the best way to invest?
With life insurance.
With life insurance.
Okay, well, sure. First of all, we want to be sure we've got enough life insurance. Married father of two. You know, oftentimes we see folks. I had a client in the office, or new people came into the office this week. A similar situation, young folks. They thought they had enough life insurance, and the reason they thought they had enough life insurance is because they were paying a lot for it. But unfortunately, they owned the wrong kind of life insurance, particularly in this kind of situation. Denise, what would you recommend for somebody 28 years old, a couple of kids?
Well, definitely you need to verify that he has enough life insurance,
mm-hmm.
and life insurance being term mm-hmm. life. You know, take it out 30 years, 35 years. From there, an emergency fund.
Yep.
Make sure, you know, 6 months or so of your monthly expenses are saved up in a money
mm-hmm.
market, and then you're working. So if the company has a 401k, start investing in that, and if not, there's traditional IRAs.
Yep. Way to do it.
Another fast hour full of lots of great information, everyone.
Are.
Yes, one more time. What's the best way to reach out on Monday?
407-869-9800, or better yet, go to our website. That's